But more Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. Out at Lake Lowell, south of Nampa, the Deer Flat National Wildlife Refuge is home to a wide variety of wild animals, including dozens of kinds of birds and mammals. However, there are other animals out there, domestic animals and pets, which have been dumped by their owners who mistakenly think that they'll be able to survive in the wild. Back in 2017, one woman started rescuing these cats, dogs, rabbits, and other animals and getting them the care they needed and then finding them a new home. Her vision turned into the Lake Lowell Animal Rescue. It's a nonprofit that depends on volunteers and donations to help these furry friends in need. So joining us now are Amber Reyes, a volunteer for Lake Lowell Animal Rescue, and Courtney Walker, regional manager for the two Camp Bow Wow locations in the Treasure Valley. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. This is Amber.
Hi, this is Courtney.
Amber, let me start with you. How did you get started with this rescue program?
Yeah, so I am a local portrait artist, and last year I was working on a big portfolio. I was working on my first art show, and I had this vision that I really wanted to feature the loving bond between animals and their humans. And I got partnered with Lake Lowell at that time because I really wanted to give back to the community. And I chose Lake Lowell as the benefit for the actual art show. And so in the process of photographing and working with Lake Lowell, I just fell in love with the volunteers. I fell in love with the mission. And I started going out with them as they were bringing in their what we call freedom flights, and just really documenting that journey, that process of the journey. And so I've been volunteering in the media capacity with them and also as a foster.
So Courtney, how exactly does the rescue work? I mean, how do you find these animals out at Lake Lowell?
So I have helped out with fostering throughout the last year or so with Lake Lowell. We are currently running a donation drive for Lake Lowell, but I am the manager for Camp Bow Wow. So I don't oversee or help out a lot with their rescue or their mission in finding these animals. But personally, just through my experiences through fostering for Lake Lowell and being affiliated with camp, I do know that a lot of them are transferred from out of state, but also a lot of the animals are found at the lake. A big problem with that is like cats or rabbits, things like that, that do end up at the lake because owners no longer want to or can care for them.
So Amber, What do you see then with these animals? I mean, what do they face, once they're rescued? I mean, I'm assuming that this isn't necessarily a safe place for domesticated animals out in the Lake Lowell area.
Oh, no, absolutely not. And I think that's where really the need for a facility was kind of born, when the founder, Melissa, was going out and bringing these cats into her home. It became very clear that there was a lot more animals in need. And so a lot of these animals come into the rescue. A lot of them come hurt. A lot of them are dumped because they are sick or injured of some kind, or a pregnant cat, and somebody can't care for not only the cat, but the litter of cats. So a lot of the cats or a lot of the animals come in and they are, they need medical attention.
So Courtney, with Camp Bow Wow, then walk us through where you get involved with these rescue animals.
Absolutely. So definitely just somewhat from a personal perspective, I love Lake Lowell from working with them personally. And so that is our beneficiary this year for our major donation drive that we do during the holidays. So we are offering the opportunity for our clients, but also anyone in the community to bring in gently used or new items for the rescue. And we're also calling for monetary donations as well, because a lot, like Amber said, a lot of the animals are sick or injured. Personally, I've fostered quite a few dogs. One of the pups in general was hit by a car, and he was transferred up from Texas, and he did unfortunately lose one of his back legs. He was just a puppy. But things like that really do need a village to be able to accomplish their goal of helping out animals in need. So we're just trying to back them and support them the best way that we can. And I think our common interest for Camp Bawo and Lake Lowell is just the love for animals. So that's kind of where we come in. We're just hoping to get their name and their mission out there so that other people will step up and help them as much as we have this year.
So, Courtney, if I'm understanding right, this is your organization's Pause for a Cause campaign that you put on during the holidays, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, we are hosting the Pause for a Cause with Treasure Valley Subaru. And yep, our mission is to just run up their name and their need for supplies or donations so that way they can keep on doing what they're doing, the great work that they're doing out there at Lake Lowell.
So, Courtney, let me ask you this. I mean, as Amber mentioned, a lot of folks, you know, dump their pets because maybe they no longer can take care of them. Maybe the pet is, you know, sick, elderly, whatever, right? What should someone do other than making this that choice?
Right. Well, you know, the first thing that I would say coming to mind, just because I have several pets, and I would just say before you commit to a pet, just know that it is a lifelong commitment. So if you can't commit 13 years to a dog, then it may be best to not go and get a dog, you know, and that would be my first suggestion. But second, if, you know, extenuating circumstances arise and you're unable to care for your animals, the nicest and kindest thing you could do for that animal is definitely, you know, trying to find a suitable home or also contacting a rescue or a shelter to help you find that animal a new home, rather than hoping that they can fend for themselves or making it a issue for somebody else to have to kind of step in like Lake Lowell does and trap or capture and rehome or rehabilitate and rehome.
Well, I have to say, I just so appreciate the conversation today because I did not know about Lake Lowell Animal Rescue. So I'm glad that we're able to help get the word out about this organization. We've been talking with Amber Rays, a volunteer for Lake Lowell Animal Rescue, and Courtney Walker, regional manager for the two Camp Bawo locations in the Treasure Valley. Now, Lake Lowell Animal Rescue needs donations to help the animals that they rescue. So we'll make sure we put a link on our website with more information on how you can do this. So just go to BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Did you know you are physically adapting to all your swiping, scrolling, and tapping?
We're changing our bodies and what they're able to do through our habits.
NPR's Body Electric, a special interactive series investigating how to fix the relationship between our tech and our health. Listen in the TED Radio Hour feed wherever you get your podcasts.